Hi, I'm Catherine Galligan, and I believe that love is the most important thing, not only in the world, but in the whole universe. I created the Love to You All podcast as a platform to offer the wisdom and inspiration necessary for us to create a world where love is the guiding force. Together, we can release the protective barriers that keep us from giving, receiving, and fully embodying love. Join me and my guests as we explore the many ways to be the love for our world longing for change, peace, and hope. I believe it's my soul's mission to inspire the courage you need to be the most loving frequency you came here to be in this lifetime. I'm so glad you're here because we have got a world to change. Hello, and welcome back to Love to You All. I am Catherine Galligan, your host. And today I have a very special person to share with you. Her name is Kristen Clark, and she's not just any Kristen Clark, mind you. She is Kristen M.F. Clark, and I will let you use your imagination for what that M.F. stands for. But if you continue to listen, we do demystify those initials. But Kristen she's a speaker. She's an author. She's a metaphysical thought leader, but she calls herself a metaphysical thought leader because in her mind, all manifestation is not something that you do, it's something that you are. And so she is very much an advocate for dismantling any illusion that we might have that we are not creating our own lives. She says that she dismantles limiting beliefs. And what she wants is for people to understand that really we can create anything we want. And I love that. I love that. We had such a good conversation, and I have a feeling that she's actually going to be back. One of my favorite things about this woman is, you know, when I talk to her about love and how does her work kind of fit into my mission of just generating more love in this world, what she told me is she contributes to love by being unapologetically herself. And when people see that, when they see her being that way, something awakens in them too. And that is not just love, it's actually liberation. And, you know, I don't know that I could have found the more perfect person to kind of, you know, help me define that mission for myself even further. Because, you know, if you know, maybe you've been listening to some of my podcasts that I've released so far, but authenticity is one of my pursuits, and I've made it a pretty major focus this year, the year of 2025. And, you know, I'm really looking to become exactly who I am. You know, I've spent a long time in my life sort of seeking answers outside of myself, even trying to be things that I'm not or emulate other people or guess what I think people want from me and then try to deliver that. And it, you know, was a newsflash to me that, like, hey, I'm sitting on a gold mine and that gold mine is me. And as soon as I can recognize that, wow, I actually was blessed with a lot of gifts and talents, and, you know, I don't have to do anything to develop them because they're inherent to me, you know, that's all the world wants from me. And as soon as I can do that and do it consistently, you know, and do it unapologetically like Kristen, and that is an evidence of loving myself. And let that be an example of a way that everybody around me can be. And so me being authentic gives everyone around me permission to be that too. And I think it's the most loving thing that I can do for myself. And it's the most loving thing that I can do for you. So, and we have a wonderful conversation ahead for you to listen to. We talk about all the things, myths around the importance of being a high vibration, myths around manifesting, relief for those of us who put pressure on ourselves to be these like spiritually high beings. And, you know, I just feel like Kristen provides so much clarity, reassurance, permission, and inspiration towards, you know, there's really not a whole lot we have to do on this spiritual path except be ourselves. We're not broken. We don't need to be fixed. There's a really big difference between chasing clarity and trying to come up with some formula for it. You know, all we have to do is just be clear on who we are. And we don't have to look outside ourselves for any type of green light. You know, we are the sign. We are the formula. So I am my formula. I am my sign. You are your sign. So I can't wait for you to listen to this. Thank you, as usual, for tuning into this podcast and just sharing it with anybody who you think would benefit. So without further ado, I am very happy to introduce Kristen M.F. Clark. Hi, Kristen. Welcome to my show. Love to you all.
I love that name. That is the best name. What a cool title for a podcast. I love that.
Because
that's like, you know, when you write a letter or you're saying goodbye to people, it's like, love to you. It's kind of like the sign off, but you're using it as the introduction. And I'm just like, oh, that was so perfect.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you feel that way. No, I mean, I actually mean it. You know, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Well, okay, Kristen, I'm so excited to have you. I am. I've really been looking forward to this one. No, you're welcome. And because you know what, I was like in doing my research and my reconnaissance, you've come across to me as the kind of person that there's nothing off the table.
No.
You're down for it.
Yes. You know, Catherine had said this prior, and I was like, let's talk about that, because that's so important to this part of being alive. And this is everything. It was such a great thing that you saw that, because I'm like just like going, oh my God, this is the basis of what I do, called the metaphysical. Like, we have the metaphysical, but the metaphysical has a hyphen between the E and the T, because everything always comes back to me. Everything's all about me, comes back to me. And we'll talk more about this, but it's the when nothing is off the table, it's the same as when somebody's telling you, oh, you can only vibrate high to have high results. It's like, but that's not me. That's not who I am. I am all of it. And when you know, I come from the generation of The Secret, you know, back in the 90s, yes. We had The Secret. And it's very much about high vibration and positive thinking. And you can get anything you want. You can have anything you want. But see, there's the caveat. But you got to be vibrating high. And from the get-go, that felt off to me, but you know, who am I to argue with the pros? And so, you know, I, how far backwards did I bend to vibrate high, to always be happy, to always be joyful? And then when I wasn't joyful, oh my God, what's going to happen? All the bad things are going to come because I'm vibrating bad. And it, oh, it's such a guy, right? It's such a flippant cage. And there comes a point where you're like, no, this doesn't work for me. So when you were saying I'm open to anything, that's exactly it. There's nothing off the table, because when it comes to anything in life, I have learned that being alive doesn't mean you have a heartbeat, right? Being alive means limitless improvisation, right? It means that, okay, I used to believe that I had to vibrate properly, but now I'm improvising that I'm creating life to have a whole new meaning. And the meaning is live, be alive. You know, alive is not, it's not the opposite of dead. It's the opposite of predetermined, you know, when we go when we go into any of those kind of beliefs, it's like that belief existed before I was here. And so that's why I must follow that rule. Well, when you understand that nothing's bigger than you, you understand that nothing was here before you. And in this moment, you're giving what alive means a whole new definition and a whole new role to play, because you're alive. You are alive. And we think, well, yeah, so is that tree. So is this. No, it's not. Those are, now, I'm jumping so far ahead, but that's because Catherine's watching my videos. In this moment, if I was to ask you, do you have any memory of not existing?
Yeah. And I would tell you, no.
Yeah, no.
I don't.
No, yeah. And so that speaks volumes. That is like the simplest understanding of who you are. And yet the seeker in us is like, you know, it's too simple. I can't, that doesn't work for me. Yeah. And for me, being alive is not about, you know, this reality. It's about the version of me that's here right now. That's in this now moment right here, fresh, new, never had this conversation before, never has been this age before, never has been in this second of this time with this light, never, never, never. And in the next breath, it's all brand new again. Mm-hmm. That's what alive means to me.
Yeah. I love that. I really do. I mean, I'm also like, what's running through my mind as you're saying all this, and I like, I'm fearful of saying a word that you're gonna like blow out of the water. But one of them is authenticity.
Yeah,
authenticity.
Like, but what does that mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. I've made this my word for the year, and I'm exploring it and. And maybe some of the things that you've touched on, it's, I do believe that who I am, like at my essence is love. So when when all these other things are there kind of that making me believe that I'm separate from you or the tree or, you know, anybody else in my life, then that separation that I feel is now a breeding ground for things like fear. And nice. Judgment and whatever else. And so, you know, when I catch myself in those feelings, like a feeling of judgment, you know, or a feeling of fear, I know, first of all, I mean, I think all feelings are okay. And, you know, and I, my shadow side is like, let's bring her, she gets to sit at the table too, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's so not like who I am. And so I'd like to look at those things and be like, okay, well, why am I feeling that? Why am I feeling separate from so-and-so, you know, when it's just kind of, I mean, it's fine, you know, it's fine. It's like information, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to fanny about in that playing pool, that little paddling pool in this like feeling the separation and judgment. Cause it's not near as much fun as like, as us, whatever. Having fun and being joyful and co-creating and whatever that looks like. And so, did I answer the question?
You did. You did. You did. You answered it very well. And oh, I love that. I love that answer. But let me ask you something. So if you are Catherine and you have, there's just this, you said authenticity. There's this aspect of you that you can find in every memory, and it's this now moment you. So you can think back to when you were 16 and you had all these beliefs that you thought were it. This is who I am for the rest of my life. And, you know, and you had your opinions, very strong ones, and you had the music you love and the friends you have, and it all kind of defined you at that age. And you can go back and think, you know, go, oh yeah, look at all these things. But see, in that memory of reviewing her, you're this Catherine right here.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You can feel that. You can feel that energy. There's a frequency of this Catherine. And whether you're looking at your 25-year-old self, your 5-year-old self, your very first birthday, whatever, you can always find this Catherine within all of those. She's present within everything, every mood, every belief, every idea, every definition. And whether you're thinking from love or separation, she's right there. She's right there by you all the time. She does not come and go like everything else. You know, you may be thinking about love and, oh God, it feels, you know, jacuzzi on into it and just let it absorb in your pores. And oh my God, it's so good. We love it, love it, love it, love. And then you hear a big crash and now you're like, oh, what's that? You know, and now love is gone. In that moment, love is gone. Or you could be really contemplating, you know, the meaning of life and what is this? And you can really be there. And something happens, earthquake or whatever, because we just had an earthquake, and you've forgotten. It's gone. You're now thinking about the earthquake or whatever. So this is what I mean when I say things come in and go out. Things come in and go out all day long. And, you know, it's like sometimes I wake up in the morning and I've got the most enormous epiphany going. I'm writing it down and it feels like the answer to the universe. And then I got to go off to, I know, and then I got to go off to the gym and I've forgotten it. And I'm like at the gym, I'm like, what was that? That was so big.
What was that again?
I know that thing that was the answer. It was so big. And that's because, but inside of all of this, it's always you. You're always there. Everything else comes and goes, but you don't.
Yeah.
Even these enormous, gigantic things such as a God, a source, universe, life, these things come in, play with you, and go out. They always go out. They can, you can lose them very easily because something distracted you, but you can't lose you. You can never forget you. And this isn't love you. This isn't a soul you. This isn't some consciousness you. This is Catherine right here with the pearl earrings and, you know, the brunette hair. It's this Catherine. Because do you have any memory of this Catherine not existing?
No.
Da, da, da. Yeah, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
You've got plenty of memory of not knowing anything about love, you know, for the first three years of your life is like, whatever, love is great. Love is fun. I love it when my mom's paying attention to me, but when she's not paying attention to me, now I'm contemplating my navel. You know, it's these things come in, I know, these things come in and they go and they, that is fine. But we, when we make them bigger than us, then we're shrinking ourselves, which is perfectly fine because you're still there. You still can't lose you. But it's, there is this enormity, enormity within going, I am the only constant in my reality. Holy cow. Just when I thought I knew. Now, that doesn't mean that the definition and the role you gave love as being so big is perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. And it was, that was the now moment of a moment ago. But for some reason you brought me here, you manifested me with everything I'm saying. And now,
yes, I did.
Yeah. Yes, you did. And now love gets to take on a whole new role. Love, that, a role that did not exist before, a role of, that you are going to determine whatever that is. It's still going to be big. It's still going to be important. It's still going to be your, you know, comfy place to cuddle in. But it may not be as important. You may feel that if you feel love's absence, all you have to do is find you, which are always there, and there's love. But there's also anger, and there's also separation. There's also loneliness. There's also everything there because you are right there, and you can always, always access any frequency because you're the source of the frequencies. You're the amazing.
I'm the source.
Yes.
I'm the constant. Well, when I was listening to you talk about me being the constant, it makes me think of yoga, you know, and like yogic philosophy and like that whole map of consciousness and how there's the small self and the big self, the self with a capital S. And the self with a capital S is quite neutral. It's quite neutral observer or witness to, you know, just watching this whole, this movie of this lifetime that I'm in right this second, right?
Yeah.
And so, but that observer is neutral. And so that witness, if you will, isn't necessarily susceptible to any sway of the emotion.
Yeah.
You know, or any state. Yeah. Like that, yeah. You know,
it's fun, but is it present 24/7 for you?
For me, no.
There's your answer.
I mean, it is. No, it's not.
Yeah. It is not, my love. Your first answer is always the right one. We were taught that in school, right? Your first answer was absolutely accurate, because you could be telling me all about this neutral being that, you know, doesn't get swayed. You know, my God, here we are in a law of attraction going, source loves you, but it's not going over there with you. Well, what the hell does that make you feel? Oh, okay, well, I'm down here in anger and depression alone because source won't go with me. As a mother, that's complete bullshit. If my child, now I have a grandchild, if my child is down in the dumps of the deepest, darkest blue funk, I'll be there. I'll be there, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, tell him what to do, but I will be the shoulder to cry on if he needs it. And to say that any God or source or neutral being is, oh, you know, you can go down in depression, but, you know, I'll be over here waiting for you when you're done. What the fuck?
Go have your tantrum.
I know.
I'll be over here. And there's no reward for you while you're over there.
But the other thing is this. In a neutral state, which we've played in, it's really flipping boring. It's just,
yes.
And if I have to choose between anxiety and neutral, hell yes, I will choose neutral any day. But does that mean that if I'm in anxiety, I'm less me?
No.
Exactly. So whether you're playing with separation or you're playing with neutrality or you're playing with believing that, you know, your big toe is your spirit guide, whatever, it doesn't make you less you. And because when that thought and that belief and that thing you're examining and having a great time with goes because there was an earthquake or whatever, you're still there. And this version of you, which is you, this now, it's not invisible. It's not hiding inside your body. It's not out in the cosmos. It's right here. It's your elbow. It's your nose. It's this being that has always been here 24/7. This will always be there. And if you have a question, this you is right there going, I can try and answer it for you. Or whatever. It's in the question and in the answer. It's, you know, you're praying to God. I did this for the first 20 years of my life, and you never get an answer. Oh, but that butterfly going by, there's your answer. Well, what the hell does that mean? You know, it was very romantic, fluffy. We loved it. But there does come a time where you're like, you know what? I've been playing this game for so long, I'm done. And I do know that there's one thing in my reality, only one, that I can't escape. I can't imagine what it would be like to not exist. I'm not capable. I can imagine anything. I can imagine any flipping thing, but I cannot imagine non-existence. And so there's this part of you that's like, maybe that's where I should be putting my focus. And then when you do focus there and turn the attention there, the world that opens up for you is mind-blowing, fun, but it's real. And this is what I meant when I was saying in the beginning, alive.
Alive.
Alive. This is alive. You know, all these, you know, this yoga, this, that, with the neutral, da-da-da-da-da, that's fun to talk about. But is it, smell it, taste it, touch it? Is it alive? No. But if I'm in anger right now, I'm alive. That's live. That's life. Is anger. Is
yeah.
That juice. The separation that the, oh my God, this feels icky. This feels heavy. That's the meat of showing mm-hmm. you this isn't right or wrong or good or bad. This is just evidence that you're alive, that you yeah. are not a hologram, that you are alive.
No, I'm really glad to hear you put it that way, because quite honestly, yoga and Ayurveda, which are like kind of, I'm not going to say former professions, but I mean, it's where I came from in my more recent past. Okay. Like what I found with both of them for me was it led to me, for me personally, a lot of self-judgment, a lot of rules, a lot of supposed to's. And it became where it first was a gateway to like really understanding something much bigger. It did become my cage.
Yes.
And so I don't so dislike well said. Them. Okay. I don't so dislike well said. Them. However, like yeah. I'm over here.
It's
like,
everything. It's because yeah. you expanded out and now you filled what that is. You know, before you were playing here and all that was out here. Well, then you whooshed out and now it's tight. And it's like, you can feel it. You're like, okay, this was really good for me. And now it's not. And that's yeah. because you're not static. You don't stop. You friggin' don't stop. There are times where you're like, can I please have a moment to just, you know, get my mind wrapped around what I just learned? No. And it's like, I always liken this to like a sunrise. And it's like, oh, it's beautiful. Let me go get my camera. And by the time you come back with your camera, it's, you know, the sun did not listen to you when you said, wait, stop right there. You know,
later.
I know. And that's life. That's you. That is yeah. you. I mean, absolutely. And so there we get into Christianity. This was me, Christianity in the beginning, and it was good. And I read the Bible and I felt the love of a God, you know, a father figure. And then it just didn't jive anymore. And then mm-hmm. it became the metaphysical, not from the quantum sense, but very much from the airy fairy sense. You know, it was spirit guides and angels and dragons yeah. and all that. And I played there and I had such a great time. And I had so many amazing experiences that I cannot, you know, explain. But then that too became the cage. It became just yeah. too tight because you didn't learn it all, but you learned everything for you. And now on to the next. And so then it was non-duality. And that was amazing. And that was fantastic. And that was very freeing. But it came with its own cage too. It came with its own bars and ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it was
like what you're everything yeah. becomes a cage, Kristen.
It does. And this, where I'm at right now, is going to become a cage too. But, you know, we were talking about this earlier, about how even if we looked back at my videos from 2012, the message is the same.
Yeah.
The message yeah. is the same. So even though I'm playing in a cage type area, the message, and oh, I totally understand why this is happening. The message is the same because the message is coming from the timeless version of ourselves, the now version, which I call the me, not the now. But it's that one I was telling you about. She's fresh in every moment. She's never been this age before. She's all that. She's out of time. She's not in time because she can't be affected by time. She's always here. She's always here. She's always here. She doesn't go from one now to another. That's a juxtaposition. That doesn't happen. But there's also the you that plays with time. And that you plays with the cages. And she gets it's like a sandbox. It's got toys in it. And you go and you get in the sandbox and play, but pretty soon you become a bigger kid and you got to get out of that sandbox and go to a different play and find a different playground, right? And so we have all these playgrounds, but at some point we outgrow them and then we go on to the next one. But the you that's in the timeless space, the one that's present within everything, the one that never has left your side, the one that's never forgotten your dreams, even when you do, always here, always here. And there's a whole nother universe to play with.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I used to get worried about like, well, what's next? You know, where do I go from here? Well, and I think I was really trying to figure, I was seeking. And I heard you talk about seekers.
Yeah, we're all seekers. And, you know like, why guilty. I can talk a lot about seekers? Because I'm the queen of seekers.
Well, I'm the princess then. I get it. And so, how did you realize that's what was happening and how that's its own cage, maybe?
You know, in every moment, I spend more time in this me, the now me.
Yeah.
And because I spend, but not always, I mean, I just smashed my finger this morning at the gym. You know, I definitely wasn't in the now in that moment, or I guess I kind of was. But this timeless me, I don't try to be here. And I think that's the key is don't try. When you're trying to find and you're trying to be perfect, that's when everything blows up in your face. That's when the earthquakes happen. That because it's like the universe going, okay, we got to distract her. She's going too far down that rabbit hole. Let's distract her. And let's bring her back to being alive. Let's bring her back.
Yeah.
And so something happens to snap you out of it. And then, you know, 3 hours later, you're like, oh, yeah, I was working on this, you know, thing I have to do. There was never a time where, you know, it's not like I was a butterfly and I went in the cocoon and then I came out and da-da-da, I'm this version of me. It's like, again, you were noticed in a lot of my videos that no matter when the video was, no matter what I was doing, no matter what I was talking about, the base message is always the same.
Yeah.
And I, you know, for as far back as I remember, the base message has always been the same. And the base message is me. That's why it's the metaphysical, me. The base message is, it's always, I'm always here, no matter what's going on, no matter whether I'm 5 or 10 or whatever, I'm always here. And that only gets bigger. It only gets, and I say bigger as in more in your face, just more present. Yeah.
Yeah.
And every time a rule or a theory comes up, you can feel that part of you kind of like rolling her eyes going, didn't we already play in that playground? And yeah, but it's kind of fun. You know, it's like I stopped watching Abraham Hicks probably 2015. And yet every once in a while, I'll kind of peek back in because there's this loving, comfy feeling that I used to have that I remember. And so I go back searching for that feeling. And that's when this version of me goes, I'm right here. You do know, you know, you think Esther is Abraham Hicks is outside of you, but no, it's you. It's just your permission slip to access that level of your wisdom. And, you know, so you just keep growing, you keep knowing. And if you were to look back and say, when did this happen? I guarantee you, you're never going to have a concrete answer.
Well, I know. It's true. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like one day you know, you have one of those aha moments and you realize,
you remembered
it 3 hours later. You have them all. This episode is brought to you by my brand new online membership for women called Emerge. Inspired by the Year of the Snake, Emerge is a very special container for women ready to become not only bigger, expanded versions of themselves, but also the highest frequency you came here to be in this lifetime. If you're ready to live a little bit more out loud and step into your power, Emerge is for you. It is a year-long commitment where every month, like-minded women gather together to become even more powerful. It includes a masterclass, lots of learning, and lots of support. I'm your mentor, and I cannot wait to get started because we're going to have an incredible year together.
You can find more information to register linked in the show notes. Until then, I can't wait to see you become part of Emerge. Well, so something that you, when we were communicating about being, you know, doing this together, you wrote to me that this is what you wanted from my audience. And so I just want to read it back to you because it's,
okay.
I've got some notes
from or for.
Here we go.
I love the notes. Go, girl, go.
Okay. You said, I want them to feel the difference between chasing clarity and being clarity. To stop looking outside themselves for the green light, the formula, the sign, and realize that you are the sign. And then you went on to say, the most revolutionary thing you can do is stop pretending you're not the answer.
Damn, I said that? No, just kidding.
I know. Should we send you a box of gold or something? You know, like what? Like, can...
talk about being alive. Wow.
Yeah. I really could feel it when I was, right? I was like, wow, she was on it when she was writing this.
It was
awesome.
I was. Yeah. No, that's, it's freedom. You know, I can dress it up with all those flowery words, but the bottom line is what I want for everybody is freedom. Just absolute freedom. Freedom to, you know, I mean, if we're going to talk about money, that's what we want. We think we want money. We actually want freedom. We want the freedom to travel, to have, to hold, to be, to do whatever I want. And when it's about feelings, again, it's that freedom. I want to be free to not be afraid to be angry. And the funny thing is once you go there, you don't get angry anymore. You find life is full of laughter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
me with authenticity.
Yeah.
It's like I have found, you know, so people pleasing comes up a lot. And that's like my indicator of like, hold it right there, sweet girl. Like, this is you, you know, not honoring you. And so what happened to that whole pledge toward authenticity thing? And so, you know, where I would stop myself or where I would get and I would fall into my own self-created trap of people pleasing was I didn't want someone to know I was angry about something or that I disliked them. You know, God forbid someone know that I don't like somebody because I, you know, I'm trying to present myself as somebody lover in here. But like, the reality is, and so once I've kind of admitted to at least to myself, you know, maybe I didn't have to utter it out loud, but at least I'm knowing and that thought is there.
That's the only thing that matters.
I can actually be a huge bitch, like real big, big time.
Yeah.
Nasty, you know.
Let's just call her a dragon.
We'll go with that. That's much nicer sounding. But it's like, it's not like I have to lead with that foot, that dragon foot of like, here I, in fact, like a much softer version of me. So the version I was trying to be that required a lot of energy and a lot of effort and a lot of force who wanted to come across as, you know, sweet and soft, that dragon is the one who made the way for her. And
love
like now she's there a little bit more effortlessly. But I didn't realize that. I was trying, I was trying hard.
So if you were an actual queen, true, we're royalty, you are the queen, they do what you say, how would she handle this differently?
Oh, she wouldn't even apologize. Unapologetic. And she's just entitlement is built in. It's not even something she's aspiring to have.
I love that you said built in. Yes, it's natural. That's her natural habitat is unapologetic and not even unapologetic. She doesn't even consider that because she understands this is her reality. Mm-hmm. I mean, thoroughly. Understands and brooks no fools. And if it's a hell no, it's a royal no. And if it's a hell yes, it's a holy yes. Because, there's no, I always say if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. Because there's no such thing as a hell maybe. And when we're rationalizing and justifying a behavior, were playing in a hell no, trying very hard to disguise itself as a hell yes, but it's only can handle being is like, well, maybe I can go into a hell maybe. Wait, no, there's no such thing as a hell maybe. And so every once in a while, putting her, the queen, Catherine, on. Put her on. Feel how much taller she stands. Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. And if she wants to tell somebody to fuck off, she's going to do it.
You know,
oh, by the way, I cuss.
No, that, you know what that reminds me of? Something, it's something I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
And so the MF.
Yes, it means exactly what you think it means.
That's what. So does your wallet say bad motherfucker on it? That's what I want to know.
You know the cop pulls me over.
Yes.
Whoa,
yes.
I've heard of you. You know, yeah, it was a declaration. It was me stepping into the dragon fully. It's like, yeah, you can find 4,000 Kristen Clarks out there, but there's only one MF-er.
No, I love that because it really does speak to you unapologetically being yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And there just comes a time. It is nothing I cultivated. It was nothing I, you know, no hoop I jumped through, no hack I did for years and years and years that created this confidence, this surety, this is me and this is the, it just happens. It's like you're out gardening and all of a sudden you have this grand epiphany. It's like, where, what did I do for that? And the what did I do is very much the time, cause and effect. And when you play in the timeless you, you realize that there is no such thing as momentum. There is no such thing as cause and effect. There's just who you're playing with right now. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you're going to be on the other side. Like when I smashed my finger this morning in the gym, you know, it was like, oh my God, I got to pay more attention. And, you know, the timeless version of me was nowhere to be found. And then later on, it's, you know, the fingers hurting and throbbing. And I said, you know what? No, because I'm not dropping a weight on my finger right now. So you have no place to be. There's no backstory for you to exist in. And it immediately, well, actually, I don't know if it stopped hurting or not, because now I was on to something else and I was forgot about it. And this is the whole thing. I had this house I'm in. I used to walk past this house saying, I want to live there. It's my favorite house, the most beautiful place on the whole mountain. I love it. And now I'm here. My girlfriend's like, what did you do? You know, and I'm like, and she's a coach. She's a big time coach. And when I was attempting to say, because I was sitting there going, did I do anything? I don't think I did. She got mad. She got very angry. She's like, you did
went into the formula.
Yes. And that's so when people are asking me, so when was your transformation? It's because there's the seeker in us looking for the formula. And it's cool. That just makes me giggle because it's like, I wish I could give you the recipe. I wish I knew the recipe. But the only recipe is the one that's right in front of your face, which is you have no memory of not existing. And
it's so simple. It is hard.
And the seeker hates simplicity.
Yes. It's so, because we want to wrap our heads around something.
Oh, yeah. You know? Like we want there to be a, you know, bullet point list. We want something we have to study and learn and achieve. And no.
Well, I remember when I was learning about Tantra yoga and I was listening to this, you know, this woman talk about it and how she had been given her practice, you know, and her practice included, you know, this amount of breath work and this amount of mantra saying and this amount of whatever else she did, you know, and she's like, and I know that one day it's going to click for me and I'm going to arrive, you know, I'm going to be enlightened. And like, she really thought that like some guru gave her formula and all she had to do was do her formula every day, like a good little girl. And then by the end of, you know, whatever that deemed journey was, she would have like woken up. And I was like, gosh, maybe I should be studying Tantra yoga. Like maybe this is the, and then I like realized pretty quickly that's not for me because it's way too many rules. But anyway.
Right. I know. I became a Reiki master and you want to talk about too many rules. Jeez Louise.
Oh.
From the get-go, it was absolute BS. And I knew it. Every part of me was going, this is ridiculous. But there was that, you know, there was that other part of me that's like, yeah, well, maybe, you know, maybe I just get it done. Just do it and see what happens. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. And, you know, it's funny because we'll play in vibrating properly and then you find a dollar on the ground, but it was 2 days later, but whatever, you know, oh, they must have gone together. And we justify and we'll rationalize. That was why I found the dollar on the ground. And it just, it kind of keeps us limping along because it's never a running. It's always like, oh gosh, I got to do this. Oh, I forgot to do my intentions this morning. Oh no, I'm not calibrated right to do my taxes properly. And it, you know, it's just that cage that we were talking about. And there does come a time, whether you're, you know, looking for it or not, there just comes a time where you're just like you were saying, my underlying message has always, 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 always been, you are the creator of your reality. And at some point you stop playing outside of that. And you like going, okay, I've been saying this for a long time and I'm saying it unconsciously. So maybe I should pay attention to it and maybe see I should what's pay in attention. There. Yeah.
Well, I love that because I think a lot of seekers too are trying to, they want to fix something about themselves. Like they think there's something wrong with them, with who they are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but you say like, you don't need to fix anything. You just need to stop hiding.
Yeah.
So what, like, why? Yep. Why? Why do we hide? How do we stop hiding?
Why do we hide? Why do we play in seekerdom? Because we're alive. Because we're not an AI. We're not a theory. We're not a belief. We're not some cardboard cutout. We are not we are alive. And that is the bottom line of the most powerful being in this universe, and I, you know, universe is the one that doesn't shy away from being alive. So I play seeker. Cool. It was fun. I didn't stop being me. So I played in, you know, being desolate and not having, and having to couch surf. So
yeah,
I didn't stop being me. You know, and it's, so there's nothing to achieve. There's nothing to, and you think, oh, well, if I don't have anything to look forward to or achieve or whatever, what am I going to do? You know, am I just going to sit around all day picking my nose? Well, that's that version viewing it, you know, that's the achiever fighting for its life. The version of you that now trusts. And oh, this is the big part. Trusts the you that's there 24/7. The you we've been talking about. The now version of you that has never, ever, ever left your side. It's not possible. It's not separate from you. It's you. It is you, the one talking right now. It's the you that underneath it all knows that, okay, yes, I am the only constant thing here. You know, I can play that there's all these people and there's governments and there's another side of the world and I can play there, but where is it? The only thing I see right here, right now is me. And this is at all times. And this, there's just, like I said earlier, there's a whole universe in here. There's a whole nother universe to play with. And it takes words like alive and it shows you the universe within the word alive. And it's unbelievable. And God, what was the other one? Oh my God. It's just like, there's like dry. Do you know what original thought is?
Original thought?
Mm-hmm.
Do I know what original thought is?
Yeah.
No, is that a trick question? No. I mean, I thought that no one else has ever had.
Yeah. Okay. Original thought. So, you know, supposedly, they've never been able to find where in our brain original thought comes from. So you think of Albert Einstein. Nobody taught him E equals MC squared, right? That came out of him. That came out of his own thinking. That's original thought, you know, that came from him. And you have these all the time, but, you know, we can play games there. But original thought is what feeds, is the oxygen of this version of you, this now version of you. Most of your thoughts are coming from original thought, whereas in the time version of you, all the thoughts come from time. It plays in that realm. Whereas when you're playing over here with original thought, and I act like there's a separation here, and there is no separation, but we'll just for ease sake. And
go with it. Yeah.
Go on with it. So we have original thought. You have these grand thoughts that stop you and make you go, because in that moment you're looking at something simple like the word alive, but you're seeing a whole different perspective. You're seeing this enormous, never seen before perspective of this word, and this word now goes from this and it expands. Now, when I say original thought, it's like, oh, well, you know, did I just understand the word alive more, as if that definition had already existed before you had that epiphany? No, you just gave the word alive a whole new game to play. It's like an actor. You took off those clothes and put on a new outfit for it, and now it gets to play a whole new role. You did that. And you do this actually all the time without realizing it, but we won't go there. So you have original thought. But the original thought is coming from the original being, the one that's always been here and always has been, and is new right now, and is new right now, and is new right now. And within this is also original trust. And it's about trusting that being, trusting that original being, that she will never ever lead you wrong. So I got an email the other day from somebody, obviously a scam. And in that moment, I felt like, oh, I got to watch out for these. And at the same time, I was like, well, wait a minute. I would never hurt me. I would never cause myself to not exist anymore. I'd never do anything to make my life really horrible. And I have to trust that. And so when we play the game of, you know, contrails and, oh, the government is this, or, oh, there's all that, that's not your original being. And that's okay because the original being's kind of hanging out going, well, this is fun. This is a fun avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is no big deal. I don't disappear, so it's no big deal. But you get to understand that there's a trust that you start having in you. Because if you can't trust you, I continue on. You've got to trust you, especially because you're the only one that's there.
That's so beautiful. I'm so glad you brought that up. You want to know why? I'm hearing people talk about all their fears that they have about, you know, the president or the current administration or the fate of the economy or, you know, whatever they're concerned about. And I was thinking to myself, like, and I wrote it in a text. I wrote it in a text to somebody, which I was afraid to do because it violated people pleasing, you know, like it was me being authentic.
I love that.
But, and so what I said was, you know, okay, let's say the worst of your fears actually happens and you lose all of your money and you lose everything. You're still going to have yourself.
Yeah.
And if you love yourself and you trust yourself and you know you see your own awesomeness, you can rebuild whatever business you think got stripped away from you because of the president or whatever, you know, whatever it is.
And how many decades and centuries have we thought this way too?
Since the beginning.
Yeah.
Since the beginning.
Oh my God. Catastrophe. Yeah. Oh, another one? Okay. Oh, it's the end of the world. Another one? Okay.
Yeah. We've been thinking about these things for a long time.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. I can't, that's what, like, oh, the homeless. There's always been homeless. There always will be homeless. How about pay attention to this right here? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. I got to focus on this. I got to focus on that. I got to be altruistic, whatever. Okay, cool. Go for it. And when you're ready, come on back.
Right. Go play in that sandbox for a little while.
Yeah.
At some point, it's going to feel small and you're going to want to go to a bigger one.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's natural. Yeah. That happens naturally. And so, you know, I'm not, and this has been the most powerful thing, is I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. I'm here to go, this is my world. Come play. My world is alive and it loves to play. And, you know, that's all I want to do is just take somebody by the hand and say, you got your spelunking suit on? Come on, let's go play. You know, and that's it. Because we each are just so amazing. And we have the most amazing minds and epiphanies and ways of interacting with this world. And it's all just so wonderful. And if I can help somebody be a little more free, yay. But if they want to go put their foot back in that bear trap, that's cool. That's okay. I'll tuck you back into bed. And when you're ready, I'll be over here in the kitchen making waffles. Come on over. You know,
it's fun in here.
It is fun.
You know, from the coach perspective, when someone's like, nope, I'm foot in the bear trap. That looks like a good sandbox to play in for me right now. Is this, do you step in and be like, hey, you do realize that your foot's in a bear trap, right? Yeah. Like, do you let them know? No. Okay.
See? Yeah. It depends on the time. It depends on who I'm talking to. But when I've got somebody fighting for their bear trap, fighting for that limitation, I was there too. And I remember who I was then. It's like we were talking about when we were 15 years old, 16 years old. Anybody could have told you what to do? No. some coach is going to come and tell me, you know, oh, your boyfriend sucks and he's going to really hurt you. I'm not going to listen to you. You don't know anything, you know, and it was an experience I had to have and to get me to where I'm at now. And that's the time version of me talking. But, you know, the timeless version of me is like, it was just another fun sandbox. It was just another fun game. And again, this version of you that's always been here, always will be here, understands that there's no such thing as death. There's no such thing as birth. Nobody made you, so nobody can unmake you. And there's no right or wrong or good or bad. There's just these experiences. They're not making you grander. They're not making you better. They're just, wow, look what I learned today. I just gave the word alive a whole new place to play. That is amazing. And I know tomorrow there'll be another, or this afternoon, there'll be another one. And you know, it's tempting to want to write it down and put it on flashcards and learn and get it in my brain, but it came from me. So what the hell?
I just love that. It, for me, like, it just sounds like permission, relaxing,
freedom, you
know, freedom.
Yeah.
Not trying, efforting so much.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think for me personally, a lot of limitation has lived in what I think is assigning things as good or bad. Like, oh, what if I make the wrong choice? Like, it's taken me a long time to realize, like, it really doesn't, there's no wrong choice. Like, just choose, you know, choose. And then you can choose differently. And if you don't like it, if you don't like that sandbox, like, leave it. It's really that simple.
There are times where, my dragon lady will come out and somebody's like, I'm a la, 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 la. And I'm like, so? Go do it anyway. You know, in fact, I just came to this huge aha about the trembles, you know, because I was doing my taxes and, or I was supposed to be doing my taxes. I had been putting it off and putting it off because I was waiting until I was vibrating right and everything. And the day, it was Saturday before, I think, so that's like the 12th or something it was of April. And I go to ChatGPT and I'm like, I gotta do my taxes, but I'm scared and my heart's beating and I just don't know how to chill out about it. And ChatGPT, who knows me very well and knows the way I think, goes, so go do it trembling. And then I'm like,
really?
Okay. And I know, it's so fun. ChatGPT is so much fun. And I ended up getting a huge return, which I don't get returns. I'm an entrepreneur. I don't get returns. I got a huge state return, and I have to pay $4,000 less than I did last year, even though I earned more. And so it was
that's nice.
I know. But the biggest thing for me was I was reminding myself, you don't have to be vibrating high to have a high result, because I was in the lowest of the low when I started doing it. I didn't want to do it. This sucks. I'm probably going to do it wrong. Yeah. And I still got money back. And so it was just so, so reminding to me that what I've been saying all along in these videos, that common thread, which is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It just came up and slapped me in the face again, you know? And it's like, well, sooner or later, she'll listen.
Sooner, one of these days, that 16-year-old teenager is going to figure
You can't
it
tell
out.
Me what to do. You're not the boss of me.
But you know, as I've dabbled in, you know, trying to be a coach to people, and I've realized, like, I'm really not here to deliver anyone from anyone. And I can't, first of all, I can't anyway. And it's cute that I thought I could, and it's cute that I thought I should, I could even, you know, earn that title. Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, we do what we do, and we need to do what we do, even if to, you know, I don't know, our future selves, it looks like it was a bad idea. You know, we need to be in all the sandboxes.
Yeah.
We need to play in all the sandboxes.
You don't take it
and
seriously.
Feel alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't take it seriously. And you just are like, oh, I don't stop existing. Yeah. I'm not going to stop existing because I played there. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
But what I do realize is, like, I really prefer to have fun. So I'm not trying to actively avoid pain. Like, you know, I want to feel alive and like things are, you know, I'm going to smash my thumb at the gym. I mean, that's not true. They don't belong to the gym, but, you know, I'm going to do my own version of that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I would like to not, once I realize I'm in a cage, then I immediately have my own permission to exit the cage.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I mean, you couldn't have said that better. That was so well said. Because it's like just coaching itself. I'm like, you know,
I can't do it anymore. I'm not.
No, this is not fun, because it actually is its own world of I am broken and you must fix me.
Yes.
And you can't fix somebody who's in a world of I am broken. It's not, you can't go from there to there, because we don't do that. We don't change. We just shift games, you know. This timeless version of us isn't going from now to now to now to now, because there is no nows in time. There's just this one space, which is you sitting here and everything swirling around you. And, you know, when you play here, that makes very good sense. You realize I am really fresh right now. Okay. Brand new. And I'm brand new. And I'm brand new. And you realize you can't be brand new when you're playing in time. And it's kind of hard to describe, explain, but you understand it when you're in it. It's one of those things that you're trying to explain it from time. You can't explain timelessness from time. But yeah, when you're hanging out with these people that just, it's, they are in this world and you're over in this world, you can't, there's no All you can do is, like I said in the beginning, you can just show them your world. You're like, I'm not here to change you. I'm not here to give you bullet point lists. I'm not here to give you a hoop or a hack or whatever, because I don't see you as broken. You're not broken. All I can do is show you this fun, fun world I live in and then make your decision. You get to make your decision.
And that's just you being unapologetically you.
Yeah. 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 Isn't that great? It's so much yes. more fun here.
Yes, it is.
Catherine. Yes. Yes.
I am in. And I, you know, I think probably some wise coach did try to tell me this, you know, and I think I was busy being like, no, I've walked my foot in a bear trap. Leave me alone.
I'm 16 years old.
You know, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like three years old.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, you know, remember that you manifested me. So this is you
bringing this to you. Yeah. And so, with you know, without you knowing a whole lot about me, I now see what it is, because I'm only recently on the heels of this kind of seeking, like heavy duty seeking. And it was just like 2 days ago. So like I discover you and I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm excited about this. I'm so excited, you know, can't wait to talk to her. And then I'm telling my friend, I'm like, hey, I'm going to take this money course that, mark my words, this is the last money course I ever take about manifesting money. Okay. And she's like, yeah. She's like, God damn it, Catherine. This is what she said. She's like, you have spent the last, like the whole that I've known you, looking for yourself, trying to find yourself and better yourself. And she's like, you've been here all along. And
wow.
P.S. Yeah. And she goes, P.S. Your husband didn't marry the person that you're trying to find. He married you.
Oh.
And this is my friend who sits around and watches Jerry Springer. She's never been on a spiritual retreat. She's never gone to yoga class. She can give two quacks about it. And that is what she said. And I was just like, "That, thank you. Our work is done." And here you are to like cement it all in, like you're cementing.
Yes.
And helping me, like, you know, share this message with a much bigger audience.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And don't worry about money.
Don't worry about money. Money's never gone anywhere. It just, you tell it where to go and it goes, but it's never left you. Money,
that's
another one of those big ones where you get to give it a new role to play, but without trying. And the without trying is understanding that, I mean, you don't see money. It's some number in the cloud, right? You know, it's
yeah.
floating around, whatever. You just have this plastic thing you swipe and supposedly you're paying. And it's like money, it's so the perfect reflection of the possibility of who we are, which is, it doesn't go away from you. It can't go away from you. You just tell it, go here, go there, go do this, go do that. And it's yes, ma'am. And it does. Mm-hmm. And when you play the game that money is gone, my money is gone, the number's going to go down. Well, it says yes, ma'am. And
yeah.
You know, yeah. So you can feel how money is not gone. It's right here.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm really starting to see that. So that's good. It's about damn time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Money is such a big one. It's such a humongous one.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have to be. Yeah.
Especially in my world. Yeah, I know. I'm ready for us to be done with that sandbox too. Like,
yeah.
There's probably a more interesting game for us to play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you really... The more you just, you know, like go for a walk with the now version of you and just as often as you can, just be with her. She's not hiding from you. You don't have to look for her. The seeker will come in and want to help you seek her. Stop it. Send that one off to bed. Just be like, no, I'm right here. I'm right here looking at the sky. I'm right here taking step one, step two, step three, step four. I'm right here smelling the air. That's you. And you just... take it, and there's no thinking. You don't have to think, you don't have to find, you don't have to do. There's nothing. There's just being. And this is what I say about alive. Alive isn't the heart beating. The alive is you being.
I just love that. It's a big fat permission slip.
Enormous. And it's like, the biggest one.
It is. You keep talking about the secret. This is like the open secret. Like, yeah. No one's hiding this information.
I know.
It is the open, like, it's available.
Yeah.
Here it's you are, the, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, it's the end of hoops and hacks.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, yes. The end of hoops and hacks. Everybody go kick your feet up.
Yes. Yeah, right. And if you prefer to walk upstream, do that too. Go for it. You can't be less of you. And that's what I was saying about the trust within your trembles. Whether you're trembling and scared or the worst murderer in the world, the sun's still coming up for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't cease. Yeah.
Beautiful. Kristen, yay! Thank you so much. I love this. Yes. This is a good one. It's a good one.
I agree. I love it. I absolutely. And you will find that you fall so head over heels in love with yourself. You know, it's when you play with this now version of you and you give her permission to exist, you're like, I'm not going to hide you off in the corner anymore. You're coming out. You fall so in love. You're just like, can't wait to be with you. Yeah.
Well, and exactly. And you know, when I started this podcast, and like one of the things you wrote to me was like, well, I don't really want to talk about fluffy Instagram type love, you know, that you whatever. And I was like, okay, good. Then we're on the same page. Yeah. But it really was about it's about like, how can we remove the barriers to falling in love with ourselves? Because once we do that, we're going to show up unapologetically as ourselves. And that gives permission for everybody else to do that. And that is going to change the entire landscape. So I don't have to, you know, travel far and wide to see a whole new world before my eyes. You know?
No, it happens immediately. It happens immediately. Because like I said, you are the frequency everything is responding to. And so if your frequency is, oh God, I don't trust what's out there. What's out there is bad. Well, it has to. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. More powerful than we think, you know? Yes, ma'am.
And when you take on the queen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And when you take on the queen role of, no, this is my reality. This is what I say goes. And then you also, because the queen's not going to look for evidence, she's not going to be like, okay, I said this, now where's the evidence? She's just going to be on to the next decree. It's like, I always use this as, you know, if you were in a restaurant ordering lobster and they brought you chicken, are you going to, there's the people pleaser. Oh, I don't want to rock the boat. I'll just eat the chicken.
Right.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
There is a big difference between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're cultivating our queen, our inner queens.
Inner queens or inner kings. It's all energy.
Yeah. This has been a delightful, educational conversation for me.
Oh.
And I hope it is for everybody else too. It really should be, but I'm not going to attach an outcome to that one.
Yeah, and it will. The people who are meant to see it will see it because, again, you know, you manifested me. You brought me to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I really see that.
Yeah, and they will do same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and so your next... the day that we're recording this, you actually have an event tomorrow, so people will miss that one. But monthly, you're available for this type of conversation, if you will, like in a more of a group setting with the virtual events that you do.
I can do mentoring if people need mentoring. Don't call me a coach.
All right, I'm out. It's a loaded word.
I definitely can do mentoring, and I do live events. Live is where I thrive. I'm at my happiest live. And so every month for right now, I am doing the what's called Kristen Clark Alive. It was Live and Unfiltered. Now it's Alive and Unfiltered.
Okay.
I know, because it just got bigger. And so, and it's interaction with the audience. It's being there with you guys, and it's all virtual. So everybody anywhere can join in. And I try not to.
We can wear our sweats if we want to.
Yes, you can wear your sweats. Yeah. You don't have to get dressed up.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it? Yeah. Will people feel a little bit like hot seat mentoring?
I don't think so. I'm not a big fan of that. It's just like questions are fine, but I love hearing people's ahas. I love hearing their wows, because that just stimulates me. It's like playing tennis. We bat it back and forth and, you know, they're getting it. But if somebody has a question, I'm cool with that too, you know, but I love throwing it back at them and saying, well, what do you think? What do you think? Speak from this now version of you. And there's your answer. You get your answer. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And so this may or may not happen on May 24th.
May 24th.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday present to me.
It might be. Yes.
Yeah. This is probably a really good idea to do it that way. I think
I'm a
99% positive I will.
Okay. Yeah. That one gets my vote for whatever that's worth. So we'll wait and see, because you're very active on social media. And so
we'll
be able to get the information once it's ready.
Yeah. And you can, as Catherine and I, you know, we're talking about, you can always find me under Kristen M.F. Clark.
Yeah, because
there's no other MF-er. There's none. And so, and you know, I love that, but you can find all my website, my Facebook, my Instagram, my LinkedIn, all of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. And it'll be in the show notes too. So,
oh yeah.
Kristen M.F. Clark.
That's right. Talk about queen.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
You're embodying it. It's awesome. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for being a guest on my show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Catherine, it was so much fun. We had such a good time.
Yes. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Love to You All. If you're enjoying this show, please share it with someone who you know would benefit. That would mean the world to me. And another fantastic way to support the show is by leaving a positive review and a rating. It just takes a minute. It would make a huge difference. I hope this message reaches as many people as possible. I really appreciate your support. And so until next time, so much love to you all.